Welcome to this mindful movement practice, an opportunity to explore the sensations within your body, bringing your awareness to the present moment just as it is. So gather a folded blanket, a pillow, and either a strap or a tie just to assist you with the movements. Find a place where you're unlikely to be disturbed, perhaps lying on a blanket or a mat on the floor. Bring awareness to your body, just as it is resting here to the ground. Settling your mind into your body. Bringing awareness to the edges of your body, the thin layer of skin that encapsulates your body. Noticing the places that it contacts the ground and the places that it draws away. The gentle curves of the body against the ground. Bringing awareness to clothing touching your skin. And the air on your face. Then notice that as you're lying here, you're breathing one breath after another. And notice the sensations within your body as you breathe. The flow of the breath in, the flow of the breath out. You may be aware of a sense of opening, of expanding through the chest and abdomen as you breathe. As you follow through the postures in this practice, it's likely you'll become aware of the wandering nature of your mind. So if at any stage you've noticed that your mind has wandered, just gently bring it back, just to the postures that we're moving through, just to awareness of your breath and the sensations within your body. Doing so with a sense of kindness and compassion to your body. And as we move through this practice, take responsibility for your body, moving through the postures just in a way that feels suitable for your body as it is today, aware that your body may be different each time you practice. Noticing what you're finding and just working within your abilities. And if at any stage any movement does not seem suitable for you, you may care to just rest. And perhaps bring a sense of awareness to the movement that's being described. Perhaps imagining that you're doing the movement. Because we've found that by just imagining, we're still opening those channels of learning, creating new connections within the brain. So bringing awareness again to the flow of the breath, just the natural rhythm of the breath, not trying to change it in any way. And notice the posturing of your lower back against the ground. And slide your feet along the ground so you're resting with the soles of the feet on the ground, approximately hip width apart, and your knees bent. Notice again the lower back against the ground and just notice how that's changed. Just by the changing of the posture of your legs. Following again the flow of the breath. And as you breathe in, you may notice the rising of the abdomen and its gentle falling back towards the body as you breathe out. Just taking a few deeper breaths, allowing this to increase, the abdomen to expand a little more as the diaphragm draws down towards the abdominal contents. And as you breathe out, the diaphragm gently relaxes back up under the lungs. And now on your next out breath, just help the movement of the abdomen in. So allowing the abdomen to rise on the in-breath, and as you breathe out, noticing it gently fall back in, and then just gently drawing it in a little further. Relaxing again as you breathe in, the abdomen expanding. And as you breathe out, allowing it to softly fall back in and then just gently drawing it in. Noticing how as you're doing this, you're working those deep core muscles of the abdomen and even noticing a gentle lift of the pelvic floor. And just practice this movement a few times, allowing the abdomen to soften and relax on the in-breath, helping it to draw in on the out-breath. Here we're working the deep spinal muscles, the band of abdominal muscles that wrap around your body that support the lower back and spine. And then just settling again to the flow of breathing, just allowing it to be as it is. And on your next in-breath, gently draw the left knee towards your chest. Just relaxing the hands around the knee. Noticing here the changing posture of your back against the ground, the deepening of the hip crease at the front on the left. Allowing the weight of the arms to bring the knee towards the chest. Noticing any tendency to tense through the neck, the shoulders, the jaw. And just softening here. Following the flow of the breath. And then gently lowering the foot back down to the ground to meet the right foot. Just noticing that sense of letting go as you allow your pelvis to sink back to the ground, your feet to soften into the ground. And then on the next inhale, bringing the right knee towards the chest. Again, noticing the pelvis against the ground, the deepening of the hip crease. Taking the hands around the knee and just softening through the shoulders, the neck, the face, allowing the knee to draw towards the chest. Breathing. And then lowering the right foot back to the ground. Sliding your legs out long now against the ground. Bringing awareness again to the back of the body, the sensations as the body lies long. And as you inhale, gently raise the arms, just in an arc, pointing the fingertips towards the ceiling. And if it's appropriate, taking your hands all the way back so they're resting on the ground above your head, taking your fingers together and interlocking them, and then turning the palms away. And as you inhale, lengthen through the whole body, pointing the toes to the ceiling, drawing the tummy in gently, and lengthening out through the arms, noticing how the chin tucks. Lengthening through the whole back of the body, just noticing what this feels like. And as you breathe out, just allowing everything to soften, relaxing through the elbows but keeping the hands where they are. Noticing that sense of letting go. And then repeating, lengthening on the in-breath, feeling the gentle contracting of the muscles as you lengthen through the body. And then relaxing again and letting go. Returning the arms gently down to the sides of the body. And just following the flow of the breath. Sliding both feet now along the ground. So again, you're resting with your knees bent. And bringing the left knee towards the chest, placing the hand around it, and then bringing the right knee also. So you're resting with both knees to the chest. your hands gently around the knees. And notice here the flow of the breath, perhaps the change of the breath as the abdomen presses towards the thighs. Feeling that the weight of the arm is drawing the knees. Perhaps noticing how one part of your body can be lengthening and stretching and the rest can be just relaxing and softening. Perhaps taking a couple of deeper breaths here. Notice the expansion of the belly. And allowing everything to soften and relax on the out-breath. And noticing your feet and gently turning your feet in one direction, feeling the movement through the toes, the balls of the feet, the arches of the feet. And then gently turning your feet in the other direction. And relaxing the feet. And taking one hand to each knee. Just softening, allowing the knee just to be cupped by the hand. And taking the knees out wide from each other. Just feeling that the pelvis is remaining in contact with the floor and that you've got a gentle sense of opening through the hips. Just moving just as far as feels comfortable for you. And then bringing the knees back together again. Taking the knees now just in a circle, just a small circle. Just feeling the movement of the back of the body against the ground. Perhaps noticing the quality of this movement. Whether there's any rough edges to your circle, or whether it's rounded. Explore with a sense of curiosity the sensations of the back of the body against the ground. Then coming back to the center and taking the knees now in the opposite direction. Again, just exploring the sensations of the back of the body against the ground, the quality of the movement, whether it's rough or smooth. Whether there's any rough edges or whether you can make a smooth flowing circle. Whatever you find, just allow it to be just as it is. Perhaps noticing any thoughts in relation to the movement, any judgments that you might be making. Just being aware of these, allowing them to be there, and then just returning awareness. The flow of the movement. Then coming back to the center. Then lowering the left foot down to the ground. And lowering the right foot back down to the ground. And then sliding the legs out. So again, you're lying long, noticing the sensations of the back of the body against the ground. Just allowing everything to soften. And following the flow of breathing. But just bringing awareness to the changing nature of the sensations within your body. So sliding the feet again, resting the knees bent, feet hip-width apart. And taking the arms out wide from your body, lying like a cross with your arms. Just noticing a sense here of opening through the chest. And we're going to practice here a gentle spinal twist. So firstly, just very gently press the feet to the ground and raise the hips slightly, shifting the right hip so that it's in line with your spine. Just noticing the movement, the work within the body to create this gentle shift. And then taking the knees down to the right side. They may rest down to the ground, they may not go that far. But just allow them to rest, noticing the gentle twist through the spine. And if it's comfortable and appropriate for you, just gently look along your left arm. Breathing here, noticing the gentle twist, one vertebra on the next. Just following this sensation through the spine, starting at the base of the spine, and flowing your awareness up through the body, right up through the waist and between the shoulder blades, to the neck. Just noticing this sense of twist and any change in the sensations as you breathe. Perhaps noticing an opening on the in-breath and a relaxing on an out-breath. Then bringing the knees back again to the center. Noticing the back of the body against the ground. And then again gently press with the feet and slightly lift the hips, bringing the left hip under the body so it's in line with the spine, noticing again the work required to create this gentle shift. And then taking the knees down towards the left, just as far as feels appropriate for you, noticing the gentle twist one vertebra on the next. And if it's appropriate for you, turning to look along your right arm. Just aware of the sensations as you breathe. Gentle letting go on each out-breath. And bringing the knees back to the center. Bringing your arms back down by your sides. Placing now the feet so they're hip-width apart. So there's a line between your feet, your knees, your hips. And perhaps walking your feet just a little closer towards your hips. And follow the flow of the breath, the movement of the abdomen with each breath. It's rising and falling. Let's again practice that gentle contraction of the abdominal muscles on the out-breath. The abdomen rising on the in-breath and gently drawing in on the out-breath. Just working those deep spinal muscles, the deep abdominal muscles supporting the spine by just gently contracting on each out-breath. And softly relaxing on each in-breath. You may care to just imagine these muscles, the deep muscles of the spine. Imagining the skeleton of your body as you lie here, one vertebra on the next. The pelvis and the triangular bone of the sacrum against the ground. And these deep core muscles are short muscles that connect from one vertebra to the next. And the deep abdominal muscles are wrapping around, connecting to the back of the body, and acting like a corset. Just aware of this gentle contraction through these deep spinal muscles. And then relaxing, aware of the natural flow of the breath. And following down your legs to your feet against the ground. And very gently pressing the feet, feeling the work in the arches of the feet. And just softening and letting go. And then on the next out-breath, just gently press the feet to the ground. Just gathering that sense of drawing in of the hips. And gently tightening through the core muscles. And then softly relaxing. And then on the out-breath, we're going to repeat that movement, but gently raise the hips off the ground. So pressing with the feet, drawing the hips in, the tummy in towards the spine, and gently raising the hips as far off the ground as seems appropriate to you. And just stay here, noticing the work within your body. Just following the flow of the breath. And then slowly lowering down, perhaps seeing if you can lower down one vertebra at a time. And then when your whole spine is in contact with the ground, just softening and relaxing, noticing that feeling of the muscles just letting go. And repeating that movement, gently pressing with the feet, but gently raise the hips off the ground. And just staying here again, perhaps noticing any tendency to want to hold the breath when you meet the challenge. Perhaps also noticing any tendency to contract or tense the body in areas that don't need to be contracting and tensing. Perhaps through the face, the jaw, the neck. And then again lowering. And then softening. Relaxing, being aware of that feeling of letting go. And having arched your back, you may care to bring your knees to your chest, just reversing that curve. Just bringing one knee up first and then the other. And just placing the hands around your knees and just resting here for a moment. Then lowering the feet down to the ground. And taking hold of your tie or strap. And bringing the left knee towards the chest and taking the tie and hooking it around your foot. And very gently lengthening through the left leg. Taking it to a point that you feel a gentle lengthening through the back of the thigh. Allowing the weight of the arms to support the leg by holding to the tie. Noticing any tendency to tense through the face, the jaw, the neck, and just softening in these areas. Bringing your awareness to the sensation of stretch. Just noticing any tendency to want to move away from it by shortening through the waist or hitching the hip on the left side. And if you notice that you're doing this, just see if you can gently lengthen through the waist so you're bringing a sense of evenness to the pelvis as it rests to the ground. And you may care to imagine here that you're breathing into the area of tightness. And as you breathe out, softening through the muscle. And you may find that you can then lengthen through the leg a little more. And then softening the knee again and returning the left foot to the ground, releasing the tie. And bringing now the right knee towards the chest. Placing the tie around the right foot and gently lengthening through the right leg. Again, noticing any tendency to want to move away from the sensation of stretch. Checking what's happening through the waist and whether the pelvis is still even to the ground. Just making any subtle adjustments just to bring about a sense of evenness and balance. Just breathing into the sensation of lengthening. Nudging our physical boundaries, just softening into them, exploring our body, the sensation of stretch. Just extending the boundaries of what's possible within the movements of your body. And softening through the knee and releasing the tie. Returning the foot to the ground. Lengthening both legs out. just aware again of the sensations of the back of the body against the ground. Just aware of what's happening through our body, and perhaps aware of how we hold tension or tightness, allowing our body just to soften into these boundaries, extending them gently, opening through the body. Bringing about a sense of the wisdom of your body that's allowed you just to explore your body, just with a sense of curiosity, kindness and openness. Bringing your complete awareness to your body and your breath just as it rests here. Following the flow of your breath,